Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
We've heard from politicians, teachers, administrators, students, and many others in discussions about reopening schools, but we haven't heard much from school bus drivers. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project is here to talk about a story from the Danville Register by reporter Caleb Ayers. And David, it gives us a little something more to think about.
Linda Eccles, she's 75 years old. She's been driving buses for Pennsylvania County for nearly 50 years. But she has some new tasks this year. Not only is she going to have to clean the bus every day, but she's going to have to screen each student as they get on for symptoms of COVID-19. And she'll have to figure out how many people she can fit on her bus. Her normal route has 40 students, but the state has put a limit on 22 students based on one student every 3 feet. Linda Eccles is going to have to try to figure this out, and she's one of many drivers. It depends on what Pennsylvania County does in terms of how many days students are in class.
David, some people might say, well, if you have to carry fewer students, then make more trips. That's probably not a simple solution anywhere, but certainly not in Pennsylvania County.
Pennsylvania County, down hard along the North Carolina line, is the largest county by landmass in Virginia. So there's a lot of ground these buses have to cover. Each school has an average of 10 bus routes. Pennsylvania County has 8,700 students. About 70% of them, according to this story, ride a bus to school. The logistics of this are pretty difficult, and the drivers are going to be asked to do much more than what they normally do.
Several potential reopening plans have already been eliminated in Pennsylvania County because of transportation issues. David, our next story is about whether the pandemic allows governments to suspend some freedom of information requirements. Albemarle County says it does.
Right, this story is by Jesse Higgins, a reporter with Charlottesville Tomorrow. The county has passed an ordinance saying that because of COVID-19, it's no longer obligated to respond to public records requests within the normal timeline, which is typically 5 days upon request. The county's opinion is that because of the COVID, which it deems equivalent under a code section of enemy attack or other disaster, it's unable to carry on certain functions, and one of them is to respond timely to record requests. This is concerning to open government advocates. Megan Ryan of the Virginia Coalition for Open Government says, while it's true these are extraordinary times, governments are still carrying on business. And as long as they're carrying on business, the people have a right to know in a timely way what decisions are being made.
Now, with most questions about what the government is required to do, one would simply refer to what the law says. That's not quite clear in this case.
Right, there's no provision in the Freedom of Information Act to suspend this, but they're citing a different code. And some officials with the state said they've searched, and there's no case law. People wanting to know how much has been spent on certain functions or anything about government, they may have to wait a little longer.
Loudoun County has also suspended compliance with FOIA time limits. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.